In today's Mishnah, we learn the 6th and 7th Mishnah from the 9th Perek Masechta Torah. The Mishnah begins, HaManiach Zeita Begag LeGargaram. If someone leaves their zeitim, their olives, on the roof, and the first explanation we're going to explain it is LeGargaram means in order that they dry out. Afilu Hen Rom Ama, even if it's a thick pile that is an Ama tall, we say Einu Muchsharim, they're not susceptible to Tuma. Why? Because since he doesn't want the moisture, he doesn't want the moisture to develop around these. He actually wants it to completely dry out. Therefore, it's not considered leratzon. It's not considered to in sync with the wishes of the owner, and therefore it doesn't make it susceptible to tumah. However, some people explain it slightly differently, meaning there's another giras, another version, where it's the Mishnah says it's actually the amuchsharim. So what's the case? The case is where the individual placed them on the roof in order that the sun helps sweeten them, helps them ripen somewhat. And the novelty of the Mishnah is, despite the fact it is a stack that thick of an amat high, and you might think that the tachtonim, those down below, aren't going to be sweetened or be affected by the sun, nonetheless, any moisture that comes out, any liquid that comes out, is going to enhance the flavor of the zeitim, and therefore it makes it acceptable to tumah. Let's continue. Netanam bebayit sheyilku. If someone puts them in the house, his zeitim, in order that they soften. Va'atid, and after he's going to take them onto the roof in order that they dry out. Or netatam megag sheyilku, or sheyiftachem. Or he puts them on the roof in order that they, again we said soften, or that they split in two, and then they will be able to dry out successfully in the sun. In that case, we say harei elu muchsharim. That is because in the moisture that comes out initially is laratzon, is what is wanted by the owners. Netanamba bait an sheyishamer et gago. What if he leaves them in the house until there's room on the roof to place them there? Or sheyilechem lemakom achor, he's temporarily placing it there, and he's going to move them later on. And it says, Mishnah, that says, in that case, says, Einu Muchsharim. Why? Because any moisture, it really is not going to be to the ratzon, to the wishes of the owner, and therefore wouldn't make it susceptible to Tumah. Let's now learn Mishnah Zayin. Ratzali Tolmehen. What if someone has start placing the zeitim, the olive themselves, in this vat, and he intends to add to it, and therefore we said, since he's not finished adding to it, and he wishes to add more, then not any moisture that comes out does not make it susceptible to Tumah. However, he wanted to take from the Ratzalim bad echad, meaning enough to do a pressing of olives. So he wants to extract a proportion of it. Or shnei badim, or enough to take out two. But the remnants, whatever remains, is going to be left in the mitan and is going to continue to add to it. So Beit Shammai says, kotze batuma. In other words, what he can do, that which he can extract, he can take out with utility tools that is batuma, that is tamer. Why? Because since he was initially intended not to add to it, the contents aren't susceptible to Tumah. However, mechaper betara, after he's taken out that sample, that mount he's going to use for pressing, then that which remains, according to Beit Shammai, is considered nigmar melacha, is considered complete, even though he wants to add to it, doesn't matter, because he's extracted a portion of it, it's susceptible to Tumah, and therefore the remainder he has to be careful with. Beit Hillel says, afa mechaper betuma, he says, no. That provided that some was left over, since you wish to add to it, then it's still not susceptible to tumah. So he disagrees with Beit Shammai. Sorry, I should say Beit Hillel. They disagree with Beit Shammai that taking a small amount from it does not make it considered gemara melacha. However, they would agree that if the entire amount was taken out, then we say that it would be huchshel lekabel tumah, that it would become susceptible to tumah. In that point, or I should say on that point, Rabbi Yossi says chofer bakar dumot chomatechet. Meaning, umolich lebeit abal betuma. In other words, he can use hatchets of metal, in other words, to extract the whole amount. Umolich lebeit abal betuma. In other words, everything in that vat, since from the outset you wanted to add to it, it's not susceptible to tumah. Therefore, the entire amount can be, even if you take out the entire amount, then we say that it's not considered, then it won't become automatically susceptible to tumah, because when it was in there, the intention just prior to removing it was to add more to it, and therefore it wasn't, since it wasn't susceptible to tumah prior to that point, despite the fact you've extracted all of it, it is not still not considered susceptible to tumah, these olives. And those are the Mishnah today.